you. And this is second lecture, 31st of May, AD 12. Different time track from the first lecture. Same subject, only this one is middle rudiments. You will want to know about this one. The middle rudiment consists of a package question which handles suppressions and validations, missed withholds, and careful of. That is your standard basic middle rudiment. It is a package question, contains those four elements. And middle rudiments may also contain, this is less often, but may also contain the half-truth, untruth, impress and damage end rudiment, the question or command end rudiment, and the influence of the e-meter end rudiment. Now let's expand the middle rudiment just a little bit further. You see, that would be this package suppression and validation, missed withhold, careful of, plus those first end rudiments. Now let's expand it a little further. And you could run in auditor, but less advisedly, and room, providing there was a tremendous amount of disturbance in the auditing environment. This would be the extent of any practical end rudiment, or middle rudiments. Any practical middle rudiments would have that extent. Because before you got all the way up to all rudiments again, you had much better short session it and just end the session that you were doing with the end rudiments and start a new session with the beginning rudiments, which is much neater. See, so there is a point where middle rudiments become too numerous and too fancy and actually consist of restarting a session. There's a make-break point there. It is sometimes more economical to start a new session than to patch up the one that is running. And that would depend utterly on how many rudiments had gone out. Now, it's a matter of judgment. Now, ordinarily, in prep checking and in routine three, only one package middle rudiment question would be considered mandatory. Middle rudiments have moved from the category of being a good idea over into the category of being mandatory. You always use a middle rudiment when doing prep checking or routine three process. You cannot get along now without middle rudiments, because the middle rudiments have gotten sufficiently good that it just makes the case run so much faster that it would be senseless to omit them. And these are the middle rudiments that you would use ordinarily and when you would use them. Middle rudiment would be blank, first phrase, but definitely a time span or a subject span. Blank, anything you have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of. Now that would be, in this session, is there anything on goals listing, is there anything that you have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of. On listing, on having those processes, in auditing. But when you get it outside, when you get it totally outside of the framework of one session, it becomes the equivalent of a prep check and must be regarded as such. It's very much better to take on the subject of goals. Is there anything you have suppressed as a single zero prep check question? Crash. On the subject of goals, is there anything you have invalidated? On the subject of goals, is there anything you have failed to reveal? On the subject of goals, is there anything you have been careful of? Now, if you were to use these as a session body before beginning a routine three process, because this is a prep check session which precedes a routine three session, you would find that this case would really come up shining on this subject. But there you're going to beat him to death. You might be a couple, three sessions on this, all told, but it isn't likely. I did a session identical to this in cleaning up somebody's goal that had been invalidated, and it was one of the queasiest of goal mess-ups I have run into in some time, and actually did it in, I think, the length of the session was 1 hour and 50 minutes. And I prep-checked all of those questions and got them clean, slick as a whistle, and got the goal checked out in addition to that. So you see, this is nothing very arduous. But nevertheless, that was a prep check session, which was a prelude to a routine three session. Well, of course, all prep check sessions are a prelude to routine three sessions, but this is instantly and immediately prior. So prior that it is a routine three session. In other words, you're gonna do goals on this person. We're going to do a goals list on this person. Well, let's just get it all out of the road now. We've already been working prep checking, and we've got all of our... this PC can stay in session now. This PC is nicely grooved in. I mean, you've got rudiments. PC knows you can get them in. You know you can get them in the PC. All this has been going on for some time, and you've got the PC feeling better about this lifetime and not so shy. He doesn't expect the police or his mother or somebody to rush in the door any minute and tap him on the shoulder, you know. He can be comfortable. And now, before you did a goals assessment, you would find it'd be fairly wise to clean up, slick up, polish up, put the fingernail polish on the middle rudiments. And you'd put them on in a prep check fashion. You'd say, anything that you cared to ask, on the subject of goals, on the subject of listing, in finding items, on routine three processes. I don't care what beginning wording you use, it's got to be enough to embrace everything the PC has been up to on the subject of doing goals or listing or 3D crisscross or anything else that has been a routine three-type process, don't you think? You get that, and you use those as your zero questions. And then, of course, there must always be four of them. If you said, on the subject of flying airplanes, just get it out of the range of auditing, not that you would use these things. It wouldn't matter if it were on the subject of flying airplanes. You've got four zeros. You've got four zeros at once. You see, you've got suppression, invalidation, failed to reveal, and been careful of. See, it wouldn't matter what you started. You're going to have to do all four of them. What you start's up to you, see? But you're going to have to do four of them. And all those zeros have got to be flatter than a flounder. And, of course, they obey all the rules of prep checking. You get the overt. You get the action, whatever it was. Realizing that things like this, the overts, are very often against self. Suppression is against self or something like that. Prep check it out, see? If it lasts for two questions, on the second question, swing it in there. Fish for your what? Get that thing all straightened out. Run it. Run your chain down. I don't care if the chain only went back to last year, see? It's going to be action on it. Bring it back up. Check the what? Check the zero. If the zero isn't flat, why, find another overt and run that on down the line. You'll find out this works very rapidly. If you've done a lot of prep checking, this will amaze you with the speed with which this will go and the immediate return that you will get in terms of auditing. PCC, wow, you know, what happened, you know, gee. This is quite something because those are four very, very strong buttons. And they're good, strong think buttons, man. And, of course, on the subject you're addressing them to, why, it's this lifetime or since auditing occur, that's been the last dozen years, routine three process, last two or three years. Whatever this thing is, you see, you've got a very finite piece of track, and of course it cleans up at once. And don't let him go backtrack on the thing. He didn't audit anybody. He didn't audit anybody when he was two, see. you've got this little span. You find out it'll clean up fairly rapidly, but it all depends on how well you yourself can go over the hurdles, you see, with prep checking. How fast you can juggle these values and get it in there and get the PC to give you the overt, run the track back and clean it up, check the what, and out of there, you see. It just depends on your basic handling of exact prep check fundamentals. And if you are never guessing, if you know exactly what you're supposed to do and you get in there, bang, you'll find this thing a roll, man. And you'll find goals. You'll find wild things going on. You'll find all kinds of things, you know. We already have a case, if I may mention it. I don't know who the PC is, but it was quite remarkable. The goals list was all complete except those goals she had been so careful of. She had never given any auditor. Interesting manifestation. The careful of. Yet she'd been very careful of those goals, never given them to anybody. I hope the PC will forgive me for mentioning. I don't even know who it is. But anyway, another PC, I hope will forgive me. PC on this little prep check I just mentioned to you a moment ago, the hour and 50 minutes or something like that. PC actually sat down and didn't write his goals. He had a definite intention. You see, of writing something else. Got the idea? And we even found a goals list which way precedes routine three. Quite interesting. Earlier goals list. PC was sitting there writing down things he wanted to be. See, sometime before. Fascinating base. I knew it must be there, however. See, when you get a good security on prep checking, you know it only stays in if the basic is still in. If you've still got the bottom of the chain in, it's going to stay in, man, and that thing is going to knock itself off the pin. So unlikely as it is, you ask, actually the goals list, you couldn't get any earlier than this goals list, see? Obviously there was nothing earlier than routine three had anything to do with the goals list. I still asked for one earlier. Why? Because I couldn't clean up the one I had. There must have been one earlier. And sure enough, there was an earlier one. And as soon as we found this earlier one, it didn't even belong in the body of routine three, don't you think? I imagine you're liable to find somebody sometime that did one in college, things you want to be, you know, something like that. Or did a something wild like this. You'll find out your goals list isn't clearing up, and the PC's having a hard time giving you a goal list, sitting on some piece of nonsense that occurred ages ago on some entirely different, disrelated subject, but was a goals list. We get the earliest one each time, you see, on whatever you've got there. Clean it up. Well, that would be, that is a marvelous approach. This is not mandatory. I don't say you must always do this before you do a routine three. I don't have to, because after you've used the middle rudiments on a routine three process a few times and you haven't done it, you'll wish you had. This is one of these obvious things. You don't have to even tell you. You always have to do this, because even if I omitted to tell you about it and just gave you the middle rudiment, you would find yourself trying to cheat on the auditing section by doing it over the weekend on the PC just so you can get the middle. You'd be getting desperate because they wouldn't stay in, see, unless you did some fundamental action with it. Now, there is one use of middle rudiments. That's its prep check use. Prep check use for routine three. Now, is there a use of middle rudiments for prep checking? Not just prep checking middle rudiments, but is there a use of them for prep checking? Yes. Yes, be an awfully good thing. Be an awfully good thing to handle the PC as I see it these days, and looking at the winds that you are getting and taking a chapter from your book and the winds you are getting right now, and as cheerful and happy as you are about these winds. Set the PC up in model session, do some havingness in the body of the thing, and just get the rudiments in. And get the rudiments in. And get the rudiments in with some havingness, you see. Now, I showed you middle rudiments last night in the demonstration. There was no reason under the sun, moon, or stars to use them. I could have made the havingness processes work without them. I just thought I would show you middle rudiments against a disrelated subject. I thought you might be interested in what the devil is that? You probably recognized them for what they were. We're going to clean up the subject of havingness. Well, we didn't have to clean up the subject of havingness. We could have found a havingness process that worked. I just wanted to show you how they worked, using them as rudiments. Now, you see, you could use these four lines as prep checks, zeros. When you use them as rudiments, you use them in an entirely different way. Don't ever confuse this. You use them with your good old drill. Have you seen a cat? Whatever the PC says, you say, fine, I'll check it on the meter, and you say, have you seen a cat? You understand? You ask the middle rude, whatever the PC says, you check the middle rude on the meter. You do not Q&A. You don't go afield. You don't try to dig change. You don't do anything with it but take what the PC says, providing only that it is an answer to your question. Now, this will be a relief for some of you, the dirty crack to make. This will be a relief for some of you. You actually don't have to plow around and wonder about whether it's an overt or a motivator running middle roots, because it's always a little bit of both. You see, they're just think-think. And the fact that the guy suppressed it is a sort of an overt. It doesn't matter whether he suppressed somebody else's item or goal or suppressed his own. It's an overt in some way or another. You can't answer it without giving you that. Or how he said it was suppressed. We don't care how it was suppressed. It's just what the PC said. It just answers the question, in other words. Of course, if we say, in this session, which would be your usual start of a middle root, in this session, is there anything you have suppressed? And the PC says, how soon are we going to finish the session? Well, let me point out to you, that's not an answer to the auditing question. You're going to throw your end roots out. So at that time, you have to insist that he answer the auditing question simply by saying, I'll repeat the auditing question. Supposing he says, blah, and you didn't understand what you said, you would say, I didn't understand that, or I didn't hear that, or I didn't get that straight. What was it you said? Now, that doesn't challenge him with anything. That isn't invalidating. That's trying to get the PC's answer, not questioning the PC's answer. See? You want him to say the answer so you can understand it. By the way, the reason TR4 doesn't work for an awful lot of auditors, they just complicate it. The stars All you got to do, you know, is just understand and acknowledge it and return the PC to session. Well, TR4 often includes, I didn't understand when you didn't. Say the PC says, blah, blah, blah. Are you going to be a ready fake and sit there and say you understood what the PC said? You better not. You better not Q&A, and you better not understand it. You got to understand it. So one of the steps you sometimes have to take to understand it is, what did you say? I didn't get it. I didn't get it. You see, the onus is on you. I didn't get it. I didn't understand that. I didn't get that straight. You preface it in that way, and there's never any ARC, right? And you're asking the PC for havingness answers, you know, and the PC says, phonograph record. What are you going to do? Like a cheerful idiot, sit there and buy a non-existent phonograph record? Well, he didn't answer the odd question because something's wrong. Well, you better go to the mat right then, or your TR4 is out. You say, I didn't get that straight. I didn't understand what you were talking about. It isn't a phonograph record. It's an ashtray. Yeah, well, I'll take that. Is it funny you noticed that? But I didn't notice it. How do you go so far as to say, I didn't notice it. I didn't understand what you're talking about. Oh, well, fine. Well, okay. That's TR4. TR4 is understand and acknowledge. You're looking for some fancy system by which to do this, and there ain't none. The only closest you can come to a system is you can't be a fake. Don't be a fake. Error. PCs has a heavy Armenian accent, and by George, you have to ask him for a repeat about 2 or 3 times every time he says anything. Well, do you want to know how to throw him out of session? Pretend you understand what he's saying. Boy, man. You turn false, he turns false. You've got missed withholds now from the PC. You get disinterested in the PC. Your ARC drops for the PC. You start to goof. You leave the session being critical of the PC. You show me an auditor being critical of his own PC, and I'll show you an auditor who didn't understand what the PC said. TR4's out. Right? Don't complicate it. Simplify it. It says understand. That's all you need. We'll make sure you understand it. I've had a PC even speak to me sharply on the 6th or 8th time. I just have to tell him, well, I just don't get it. I didn't get that. I don't grab it. And the PC said, that's how I live. What is it? I didn't get it straight. PC sounds annoyed, never registers an ARC break. But this eventually will find you with an ARC breaky PC. Okay. He said, okay, good. Next thing you know, the whole session doesn't exist. R factor's gone. Everything's out the window. So this applies particularly to the use of these middle rudiments. It's your TR4's got to be in. But it actually doesn't much matter what the PC said, as long as the PC answers your auditing question. PC must have answered your auditing question. And that's the end of it, and then you just check it on the meter. Now, that's the way you use a middle rudiment. You don't use it any other way. You don't try to run a chain. You don't do any. Just leave it. Don't Q&A. You know. You ask him, he tells you. That's it. You see? You check it on the meter, and that's that. Otherwise, man, you're going to go far afield. You're going to go adrift. You're going to go appetite over tin cup. Now, the other use is prep checking in the zero question so that you can use middle rudiments. But the zero question, the prep check zero, have you ever suppressed an item or something, you see, that is actually not a middle root. That's a zero question. And, of course, that's handled with the full panoply of sec-check, prep-check type action. You ask him, you don't get a read. Of course, you don't prep-check. All right. Now, and if you do get a read and he tells you and it doesn't clear, why, you're off to the races into prep-checking. See, those are two different actions. Don't ever get these two actions confused in using a middle rudiment, because you already have thrown a non sequitur into the session. Now, it's all right to drop a few small stones on the road. They're not going to bother anybody. But now, don't start moving boulders onto the highway and stopping the whole session in order to go into whether or not his Aunt Tibia has possibly ever suppressed his libido. I got one from somebody. I will withhold this person's name and send them a bill. They aren't here, but they have been at St. Hill. Had to stop a routine 3 session in order to prep check out thoroughly some of the background of their difficulties. You do that to a PC, they think you drive wild. You start running. I'll give you a subjective reality on this. I had a session one time with the auditor. I was worried about a government. We were in some kind of a mess. We ran present time problem or something like that on governments, you know, just a coffee shop thing. And all of a sudden, auditor missed an auditing command, and I said, wow. And so the auditor shifted over and ran, what have I done to you? What have you done to me? As a repetitive process. That's dropping boulders on the track. We never did clean up the first one. So you never come back on the road when you start that kind of thing. So middle roots are used with great discretion, with enormous thoroughness, but with great discretion. Minimum distraction. You're already throwing some pebbles on the highway. But it's worth it. If you throw them on expertly, you manage to get a few boulders off and the pebbles too. If you do it expertly. But you don't use these things badly. You must use these things with a good rudiment approach. You must ask your question, get your answer, check it on the meter, and if it's still alive, ask your question, get your answer. If it's still alive, ask your question, get your answer, check it on the meter each time, and now it's dead. It's not reacting now. Tell the PC so and get the hell out of there. That's all you do with it. Now, you use a middle rudiment after every what question has been nulled. I cannot give you the optimum time to use it in the midst of the sec check. What? That is the list type prep check. You know, where you do the sec check list, the form 3 list. I can't give you the optimum time to get it. Because I have a feeling like you could be too frequent. It's been suggested that it's every 5 or 6 if they were flying along, see. If you were flying on down the road and you weren't actually getting much of a reaction on anything and so forth, that after a few of them you would use it. For sure you would use it at that time, because the PC might have everything beautifully suppressed. Now, if I thought the PC was stringing me along bend and had it just all suppressed and wasn't paying any attention to what was going on and that sort of thing, I would use it more frequently. But I would sure use it every 5 or 6 checklist type questions. And mandatory that you clean the middle roots whenever you have nulled a what question. That is absolutely mandatory. You mustn't go on to a new question, a new chain from your zero, until you have knocked your middle roots in. You find out that they will be very, very productive. They will keep the PC flying. Now, the way you put those in is to check the null of the what question. If you find it live, you, of course, look for the new chain. What'd you miss? You couldn't possibly have found the basic. Something's wrong here. Will you correct that? Now, if you check the what question and find it no, you do the middle roots and check the what question again. Don't do the middle roots and move on to something else, because the middle roots might have been out and that might have suppressed. You got the sequence? Relatively easy sequence. It'll run something like this. You're doing a form type sec check. You ever stolen everything? Have you ever raped a widow? Something like this. And you've done six of these, and you've gotten each one off with at least, with just one. See? Well, by that time, you ought to put in your middle roots. All right? So you found one that repeated twice. Then, of course, you've gone into a prep check type activity. When you finish up your prep check type activity, just as the way you do, get back up there, that what's nice and all, put in your middle roots and recheck your what. Of course, if that what's still alive, why, there must be something more on the chain. You can fish that up. And then, of course, check your what question. If it's now null, once more do your middle roots. Always the same action. Do your middle roots. Check that what question. Undoubtedly, it'd be null by that time. And then you go on to your next form line. In other words, you play that what question against the middle root. That's what's important about prep checking, is make sure that you at least get your middle roots in after every what question has become null. And you'll find out this does not take long to do. Now, the middle root standard response, or standard question for this, is one of these package questions. And getting people reading prior reads on the e-meter and people doing that. These package questions make me a little bit nervous, because they tend to give you the wrong impression. Because in a package question, you're actually asking four rudiments in one breath. And it's just a very fast way of auditing. It's shorthanding. And it possibly might not even be as accurate as asking each one all by itself and that sort of thing. But it does let you cover a lot of ground. And you do it in a package fashion. And the package question, of course, is just in this session. See, that would always the beginning of it. Is there anything you have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of watching each one? Now, if one falls, like invalidated falls, you just stop right there. It makes full sense, even though your breath is left hanging in mid-breath. You have not dropped your proper tone at the end of the sentence, but let's just stop it. Now, how do you proceed? Would you just proceed by omitting the two that are now clean and go on with, in this session, have you failed to reveal, or is there anything you have failed to reveal or been careful of? You see how that would mean? In other words, you don't repeat. Keep repeating the things you have already cleaned up. Now, if you just want to punish this thing to death, you can repeat the whole package after you've cleaned up all parts of the package, just for the hell of it. But this looks to me like it's getting awfully, awfully picky. Almost to a point of annoyance to the PC. You checked your middle roots and you found careful of was out. Therefore, the next question shortened down to, in this session, is there anything you have been careful of? See? And whatever the PC had answered you when you asked the question originally had cleaned it, so you say, well, that's clean, and that's it. And you're out of there, and the PC won't be getting all impatient to get going and getting on to something else. It's in the interests of rapid auditing. Now, that is the auditing question you would use. That was what you would clean up. And how you clean it up, I have already described to you. Clean it up just as any other rudiment. And now, how do you use it in a routine three? In a routine three, we have much less definite answers. Much less definite answers. But this is mandatory, that between a shift, I mean after you finish listing on a list, and before shifting to another list, you do the middle rudiments just as a cleanup on the what question is done. Except you haven't got anything to check. You just take that opportunity to get the middle roots in, that's all. You don't necessarily make him list longer or something like that. This is not very definite beyond that one fact. When you shift from list A to list B, do some middle roots between in the middle of the shift. And just finish listing one, put some middle roots in, start listing the next one. Now, this can be amplified enormously. This can be amplified enormously and complicated tremendously when you start getting complicated steps into some routine three process. Now, I'm studying right now listing against the needle. There seems to be some validity to this. It's an assessment of the four lines every time. Instead of just going in rotation, you list to a condition of the needle, whatever that condition is, probably a still needle. I said probably, you understand, this is all up in the air. List to a still needle on that list. Then do an assessment of all four lines. Find out which one is reacting the wildest, and that's the next one you list. See, the complication is where do you put any middle roots in there? Well, I'd put the middle roots in before I did the assessment. Complications can occur. The same general law, however, prevails. Now, there's another law in routine three that you'll find out continues to be. In other words, when shifting processes or for shifting lists or when shifting some doingness, put a middle root in between. That's routine three. You use it far more frequently in routine three than you will in prep checking, you will find. You'll have to use it, and because it is capable of slowing up the session, you will have to be able to throw it in there with great glibness and speed and read it fast and get out of there. You see? Otherwise, it'll be getting into the PC's hair most god-awfully. You'll think the session consisted of nothing but long, lugubrious middle roots, you know? Learn how to do it fast and get out of there. And he'll be very happy about your middle rudiments. It's all with the speed and expertness with which you get them in. An auditor who gets rudiments in slowly, not carefully. PC likes to see you get in roots carefully. But an auditor who gets in roots so carefully and so laboriously actually gets the PC after a while, so he's just practically spinning on the subject of rudiments. If, at the same time, the auditor, despite all the care and labor, doesn't get the rudiments in. And you'll find out that this type of auditing exists. That the auditor is very laborious on the subject of getting the rudiments in, but never gets them in. Of course, it'll blow the PC out of the water every time. But because middle roots come into the body of the session, where the PC's attention is terribly fixed on something else, you cannot afford a drag, a slowdown, a fumble, dished up stuff, you see? You check it as a package, you clean up the part of the package that was reacting, you get out of there. See? Don't go messing around, pushing the PC's attention around on, well, did you do something, and so forth, and so on. Don't bother with this. Terribly important that the PC gives you overts and not motivators in the beginning and end roots, but you don't be so critical in these middle roots, see? Don't be so critical. Because actually, when they throw one out, they'll throw another out. You can generally get it on a repetition. CC's driving too wild on this sort of thing. Why short session the thing? Just end the session and get your end rudiments and so forth. Start in, wind up on this thing, get it all straight again because it's going to go up in a ball. Learn how to do middle rudiments easily and swiftly and with no great weight. Remember, you're doing it in the body of the session where the PC's attention is absolutely mandatory on blowing. He's got to be able to blow masses and that sort of thing. You mustn't distract him too much. So get him in there, get him in, get out of there. You're actually throwing pedals on the road when you're doing middle rudiments. That's why I didn't give you any middle rudiments till I was fairly sure that we had the perfect package on the thing. We haven't monkeyed with this very much. You've heard about get the width holes off and get the invalidations, and you've heard something about get the suppressions, which you haven't been given any hard and fast packages or got-tos on this thing. And I've been fooling with this for some days, starting a few days ago, talking to your instructors about it. We've had it checked out and it works very nicely. Now, where else would you use middle rudiments? Well, on listing of a goal, you will find you have a different proposition because you're not going to change lists, at least on routine 3GA. You're not going to change lists, but it's when your PC looks confounded and stops listing. Now, of course, you could be so quick that every time the PC took time to take a breath, you threw the middle rudes at him. And this would very soon have the middle rudes just about as wildly out as you could imagine. Now, I'm talking about the person says, and catch catfish. Yeah, I'll always want to catch catfish. And then, yeah, I put that without catfish. And then, well. Oh, man. His attention's gone out of session somehow or another. He's blown off something or other. Probably the next goal is to go away, you know, and he's grandfathered. A good way to get him right back in session again and get him going with a minimum loss of time and so forth. You save a lot of time with minimum rudes if you use them right. He's just feeding the middle rudes. Just feeding the middle rudiments at that point. Oh, well, yes, I am in session. What have I suppressed? You know, so on, press, bang, bang. Yeah. He suppressed the next one. He thought it was discreditable. You'll always find there's some goofy answer about the thing. Or two back, there was one he failed to reveal. Or he's been very careful not to let his rudiments go out. You know, I mean, there's something slowed him down. You'll find every time that whatever his behavior was, the reason he slowed down or fouled up is contained in the middle rudiments. It's magical. The guy all of a sudden picks it up and starts talking. What kind of wording do you use? Well, let's say you've prep-checked this thing in, and then your middle rudiments are sort of, you're having to put them in all the time. I think I'd take a short session and put in a prep-check set of middle rudiments again. I'd use the subject of listing. Now, you've done a lot of listing with the PC, you see. I'd get them in rapidly, but I'd make it an entirely separate session. Don't decide in the middle of a listing session or something like that, but you've got to get the middle rudes in with a prep check. That's a gross auditing error. You're going to take next session and do that. You figure out, well, there's something gone wrong here, and I don't know what it is, and this PC just seems to be invalidating everything under the sun, moon, and stars. What's going on here? There must have been some early invalidative action on listing. You'll find out that is the most prevalent thing to go out. There's something wrong with listing. Don't start throwing on listing and expect to pick up the whole subject of listing in one session or something like that. Now I'm being a purist. Now, you understand? You understand that you could do this and get away with it, providing you did it in a rudiments fashion. You understand you could do this. But I would tend to handle it as itself. I would try to handle it that way. Now, this advice may not particularly hold good. It may be that you can get away with this. Okay? Maybe you can get away with it. Maybe you can say, PC's having an awful time listing. Okay? Maybe you can say, on the subject of listing, the whole subject of listing that you're talking about. Various alterations, various changes of wording and so forth could take place or be in, and you might be able to get away with it. And I think you just did, and in using it, found it very fruitful. Use something like on writing goals or something like this. Is there anything you've been careful of? Was a very hot rudiment. I don't know quite how you worded that or handled it, but he was handling more than one session on the thing and doing it quite successfully. But before I did that, I would have middle rudiments pretty well in hand. You understand? I myself, as an auditor, would really have the grip on the subject of middle rudiments and their use before I start floundering around. Because you find out that they work in a finite state. They work within the one session you are doing. If I thought that this PC had a lot of suppressions on listing and was not eager to list and didn't want to tell me his goals, I certainly wouldn't think of trying to get it in with one slash of the middle rudiments. I would start a session, I would prep check as zero questions, all about listing goals. On listing goals, is there anything you have suppressed? On listing goals, 1-0, you see. Is there anything you have invalidated? On listing goals, is there anything you have failed to reveal? On listing goals, is there anything you have been careful of? And I would take those four and I'd prep check them. Really get to them. Really thrash this thing out. And after that, my middle roots would stay in. I think you'll find it'll probably save you time to do that. However, I can give you that as an absolute final statement because there haven't been very many auditors using this. We haven't any broad auditor experience on it. We just merely know that the middle roots themselves work like a hot bomb. Now, what corrections we have to make because of misuse and abuse of, that always follows later, doesn't it? Now, you will find that you will be very happy with these things normally used because there are a lot of PCs around on this careful of button. PC's almost sitting there self-auditing, you know. He's been so careful not to withhold anything. And you have a PC popping up at odd intervals saying, I just thought the session was going pretty long. I didn't want to have a withhold. I didn't want to. Hey, go on, it's still a little while, you know. Who's running this session? I very often will ask them that, you know. It's better to ask them the middle rudiment question, not as a Q&A because of their response, but just wait for the next favorable opportunity and ask them if there's anything that they have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of. Oh. Yes, I think I've been careful to keep you informed. All right, thank you very much. Thank you. Is there anything this session has been careful of? That reads, well, I've been careful not to have any withholds because I don't want you to get a dirty needle there and have trouble reading it. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Is there anything in this session you've been careful of? All right. Now, if it came to a case like that, I would slide the whole question in afterwards. I was gunning for one thing and waited it. And then I would say, that's clean now, whatever it was. Now, let's check the whole question. Is there anything in this session you have suppressed, invalidated, failed to reveal, or been careful of? Yes, well, I have a read here on failed to reveal. Because it would almost inevitably follow. A PC who is being so revealing can be counted on to be not revealing. These little laws you'll see work out, you'll become accustomed to, and it's quite interesting the way you can juggle a middle root against itself. Because actually, it's asking the same question both ways. the careful of takes care of it, don't you? Now, frankly, a suppression and a withhold are different, but they're quite similar, and they echo one against the other. And being careful of and a suppression are the same. Being careful of and reveal are quite often synonymous to the PC. In other words, it plays a whole handful of cards at the same time. It just shoots a lot of line. You might be curious of where we got this careful of, where that's been all this time. It might very well be help, see, or something like that, but it isn't. Careful of is taken straight out of psychoanalysis. That's right. Because in my experience with psychoanalytic patients, or inspecting them, examining them, looking at records, doing that sort of thing, I have found out that there is one thing they all wind up being, and that's careful. That is the background music to that thing. That's quite interesting. And we don't want that in Scientology, so let's take the opportunity of throwing it in with the middle rudiments. Not because of that, but because it is quite embracive. A person starts tiptoeing around in sessions and tiptoeing around in life. And let's see, I mustn't think of an item because I don't have a piece of paper to write it down and give it to the author. That's all careful of, don't you think? And all gets a similar registry on that. Some people are careful not to have withholds. Other people are careful not to commit overt so they won't have withholds. Other people are careful to find out, to make sure that other people don't find out they have not been careful. Any way you want to play the violin, it'll make some interesting tunes. It is one of these embracive package words which doesn't really mean suppression. It means something else entirely different. It doesn't really mean help. If I just hooked it out of thin air, I knew it was a common denominator to somebody having trouble. The end product of all aberration is being very careful. And that goes hand in glove with some research I did the other day. I was reviewing the overt motivator phenomena and was getting it all kicked together. And once more ran into the factor, this time with more weight than ever, that doingness is dangerous. And the more people consider doingness dangerous, the less they do, and that's a direct indexed aberration. So, of course, careful fits right in there. Another method for asking for one of the near center pins of aberration. Quite fascinating. You start using it into the middle roods one way or the other, you find your PC will start coming up on this alone. You know. Now, there's another question I must ask and answer, and that is simply this. Do you ever use middle rudiments amongst the rudiments? I haven't answered the question yet. But supposing your rudiments were leading in a very deteriorated direction. That is to say, you've got present time problem, the present time problem, the present time problem, the present time problem, and a present time problem, and a present time problem. If you run part of it could be responsible for, and part of it could be responsible for, and part of it, and then checked it. We still have a present time problem, and so on. I'd be awfully tempted, if I did that, to run middle roots, end roots, and start the session. Somewhere in that body of thought buttons, the like of which nobody's ever collected, we're going to have the answer to this thing, you see? He's doing something in this session. He must be doing something in the session. He's probably lied to us about what the problem is or who the problem is with. He's probably told us an untruth concerning the problem. Or he is trying all the time he's sitting there to suppress the problem. He isn't running the command. He's trying to suppress the problem so that he can get on being audited or something like that. or he's invalidated something about it, or he's being careful to make sure that he doesn't get audited with a present time problem. You see, and you could run on down the middle roods and straight on down to the end, or maybe usually present time problems have a fail to reveal connected with them, but you could run right on down from there and down into the end roods and end your session. I'd say I've not been hung up like this as an auditor, but I can imagine that somebody could get hung up like this as an auditor, get into some kind of a mucked up mess in the session where what they were trying to clear wasn't clearing. They just couldn't get it clear. Something was really goofed up. I'd take it at that point, run the middle roods, run the end roods, and start a new session. That is the best way out of it, rather than beating your brains. Your brains don't have anything to do with your thinkingness anyway. What are you beating them for? But now understand, I've not run into this problem, so therefore to that degree I'm giving you a synthetic solution. But I could see that the middle roods might have some use. Might have some use. This PC's got a PTP and you can't clean this PTP. You've run something like 20, 30 commands on this PTP. Looks the same as it did before. Not having any effect on it at all. I would assume there's something wrong other than this PTP, and that it would be contained in the middle roots or the end roots. And so I just go ahead and run it right straight on. I'll start the session all over again. I might even tell the PC we're going to do that. Let the PC run out the amount of groan that he groaned. But it might be a very bad policy to give a hang-up PTP that much value. I myself never had this problem. I don't know why I'm wishing the problem off on you. I myself never had. But I once in a while hear you talking and say, what do you do when the present time problem hangs up and you can't clear it? I occasionally hear this question asked. I should think it had happened with every other root out. I think that it must have something to do with that. It probably has very little to do with something of the sort. If this present time problem is terribly severe, if this fellow's wife just been taken to the hospital that morning, you're trying to audit him and he's waiting for the baby. Well, I don't know. You're pretty good, but you're not that good, man. To audit over a PTP of that magnitude, where the phone's liable to ring any moment, and even bring the phone over alongside of the chair so that he could answer it, you see, if the hospital called. Not when there's a big weight and expectancy and all this kind of thing on a situation. You're trying to do auditing on something else. Of course, it violates the idea of the PC's concentration. He can't concentrate on anything else. I'd be far more likely to run a session on him at that time that set him up where babies were concerned or something like that. His whole attention's on babies, whole attention's on him. So he'll straighten it up so he'd be nice to the baby when he comes and won't spit at him. See? In other words, I'd recognize that existence was so grim or so interesting or so compelling that to yank the PC's attention directly and immediately off of it would be inviting catastrophe anyhow. Better solution, of course, is to make an appointment for next week. Sometimes you can't do that. Sometimes you're assigned to the session and that's it. You've had it. Yours not to question why sort of a situation, you know. Well, one of the best things to do is run an equivocal type session. You were running routine 3. This happened. You're running the PTP. You know you're going to run a PTP. It's going to go up the hill. It's going to go over the hills and far away. It is happening right now. His brother's being executed. But it may be given a stay at any moment and remind him when he gets out of session to call the governor. We had one last night, didn't we? You know, the present time problem was still running at a high roar today. What could you do for it? You saw what I did for it. I just said, ah, women. And we went into the body of the session, didn't we? Did you notice that? We dusted that one off lightly. In the first place, the PC practically sent it on Morse, radio, telephone, every other means of communication plus neon lights. This is what you were supposed to audit on me, second dynamic. My problem. This is what you were supposed to audit on me. If I'd audited that on him, man, that would have been a Q&A to end all Q&As. He wouldn't have gotten any place in the session anyhow. Did you know it was a rule that what the PC gives you in the rudiments is seldom what should be run on a long-term prep check basis on the PC? Did you know that? You can handle a chronic PTP. That's about as far as you can go. The PC says, the trouble with my case is I hate cart horses. Always had trouble with cart horses. Cart horses are always stepping all over me. Me and cart horses do not agree. In fact, just coming down here to the session today, a cart horse ran away and dumped apples all over my Austin. I have terrible problems with cart horses. You see, my mother looked like a cart horse, and all this has been explained to me. I'm afraid I would consider myself guilty of no session control of any kind whatsoever if I ever had anything more to do with cart horses. Not that the PC said it. PC's perfectly willing to say what he pleased. I'm perfectly at liberty to take it up. But if he knows that much about it, that isn't what's wrong with him. And you know, one of the ways your prep checking goes astray every now and then is you take what the PC gives you in the rudiments and try to make that right on the PC. Well, you can't make it right because it isn't wrong. Somebody gives you a long, involved PTP. Now, a PTP of chronic long duration. You saw me audit PC one day, and I said, one evening, and I asked the PC, he said, well, I understand you got a PTP long duration. What was it? And so forth. And we cleaned it up. Because it had been coming up session. It was getting reaction. There was every reason to audit that. But you know, half the time, they never get a reaction. It's marvelous. If you ever audit a PTP on somebody that doesn't have any reaction, you have just committed a blunder for which you will pay dearly. It isn't you should be shot. You will just wish you had been before you get through. didn't react as a PTP, and then you're going to handle it? Oh, no, man. You have the PC when they don't have. The way to handle it is quite honestly. Do you have a present time problem? PC, oh, yes, my mother was a cart horse. You say, all right, I'll check that on the meter. Do you have a present time problem? You say it doesn't react now either. Didn't react the first time, doesn't react now. And don't ever take them up. And when a PC rudiment after rudiment gives you the whole background history of his case, and it's all on the third dynamic. They've been kicked out of the communists, and they've been kicked out of this, and they've been kicked out of that. It's all third dynamic. Oh, for crying. Please do a dynamic assessment. It's generally on the seventh or the first. It is never on the third. I just absolutely guarantee it is never on the third. If they know that much about it, that isn't what's wrong with them. A lot of times your prep checking goes totally astray because you're sold this bill of goods. You understand? Well, similarly, I suppose you could get a bill of goods sold to you by middle rudiments. PC starts riding a hobby horse on the subject of middle rudiments, but never correct a middle rudiment unless it's out. And always tell the PC what you find out. And always tell the PC what is now in. Say, that doesn't read. Or in asking a package question, you say, that failed to reveal reads. What is that? I'll ask the question again. Is there anything you fail to reveal in this session? It's hot. Check it out. Keep him informed. And never put anything in that doesn't register that it's out. That is a hell of a thing to do to a PC. And if you can't get something in and it's still reacting, and you're going to leave it, tell the PC you're going to leave it, and it is still reacting. Be honest, see? And you know there's very little consequence of doing that in most cases. There's less consequence in doing that than spending the next five sessions trying to clean up something you haven't got a grip on anyhow. A middle rudiment, you must never make a profession out of one middle rudiment. Don't start a whole prep check on fail to reveal in the middle of a routine three or a prep check, see? Don't keep asking it and asking it and asking. You get tired of asking the thing. PC hasn't leveled with you. It's still reacting. If you're going to leave it, tell him so. This is still reacting. However, at this time, I'm going to leave that and see if it won't develop and come clear later. Thank you very much. See? Be honest about it. You don't necessarily have to cancel every rudiment that comes up and hits you in the face. You better had. But if you leave them, tell the PC you have done so. And never correct one that is not out. You check, do you have a present time problem? That's clean. Now don't ask the PC, well, how's this problem about your mother seem to you now? Clang! It's going to read again. So you say, you see, he was being audited with present time problem. No, he wasn't. A rudiment is just something you dust off lightly and get on with the business. And that applies to middle roots and applies to every other kind of rudiment. So you don't make a whole session out of a rudiment or you get the PC rudiment broke. You'd be very upset. Okay? All right, well, that's middle rudiments. Use them all you want to. Get familiar with them. And I think you'll have good luck with them. Thank you very much. Good night.